Others seem very disappointed. I don't think we did enough, being blunt about it. We didn't take the few half chances we had, and to be fair to them, they probably wanted it more in the second half in particular. I think there was a period there in the second half where they had this pin back with three kicks, corner kicks and throw-ins, and they scored from one of them, and no problem with that whatsoever. Fair play to them and well done to Wexford, but obviously from our own point of view, I just don't think we had enough hunger out there in particular in the second half.
Yeah, even in the first half, Ollie, took a long time to get going, even if you did get going at all in that first half.
Yeah, probably that. Well, look, I don't think either team really got going in the first half. It was quite a poor first half. I think the second half, to be fair to both sides, and Wexford in particular, I thought they went at it. I thought they physically, you know, bullied us to a certain degree with set pieces, as I said. And I think big Gary Delaney came in. I think it was Johnny Bonner that put it in. Great delivery, a great header. We had several of those same chances, but neither the deliveries or the connection was there tonight.
Yeah, and when it came so late, Ollie, there was going to be no way back, although Rory Keating did have a glancing header of his own right at the death.
Yeah, to be fair to Kevin McHugh, he'd come on, his delivery was decent from the corner. Rory got ahead of Gary Delaney for once, and I think it was Barry Malloy that nearly slipped in at the back post. But, you know, it was probably too little, too late. But look, it is very disappointing. It's probably, you know, one of the biggest games of the season up to now, but we'll have a hell of a lot more of these bigger games, Dermot, between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, maybe that's what makes it so disappointing, Ollie, the fact that it was such a big game, yet so many of your players struggled to get into the game, and you were looking for a bit of leadership in there.
Yeah, we were poor. In particular, you know, with maybe second balls and reactions to the second balls, we looked a little bit dead in our feet. You know, was it the fact we didn't play last week? I don't think so, because in the second half, we still didn't win enough second balls. They picked up a lot of second balls all over the place and kind of, if you like, sealed us in where we couldn't get out for long periods. But really, you know, in a game that we should have got something out of, we didn't. But that's all credit to Wexford. And, you know, their confidence will be very high going into the other game on Monday against St. Pat's, and they'll try and bridge the gap even more on Monday.
Yeah, still a long way to go in this season, Ollie, and you have been insisting that point all along. I mean, the gap is still, it's a decent gap between Harps and the bottom three, but it's closing ever so slightly.
Look, we're in the mix as regards a relegation battle. I said it from day one, and I'm saying it again, and some people obviously knew better, and maybe one or two players in there maybe knew better. I don't know, maybe that was an eye-opener tonight, I'm not quite sure. With what we have, we will be hopefully in it to the very end. If it happens to be a playoff, it's a playoff, and it's a seventh start of the year. If it's a playoff and we get to that, we'll be delighted. We're delighted to get to it last year, but we are right in the mix as regards trying to stay in this division.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've another big game next weekend against Bowes. You suffered a blow tonight, an early blow. Both teams losing players in the early stages. That injury to Damien McNulty. What's the story there, Ollie?
Damien's injury, he's damaged his medial ligament, which seems to be a recurring theme with our players, unfortunately. So it looks like it'll be a long-term injury. He was a loss on the pitch, especially from the defending set pieces that they scored from. You know, and it's probably a little bit disappointing that he won't be there for the next number of weeks, but so be it. We move on. We're not the only team with players out injured. Probably disappointing to concede from a free kick tonight, and indeed 2 weeks ago in Bray from a corner kick, and we've got no points on the board, losing 1-0 in both from set pieces. And Damien is good and strong at defending them, so he'll be a loss, but so be it. We'll move on, you know.
And on the plus side, Kieran Call back into
Kieran was back and looked, you know, he looked like he hadn't been out at all, to be fair to him. That was a great positive. But look, I mean, with every positive you seem to have a negative, and Damien seemed to be the negative tonight, that he is now out with the medial ligament injury in his knee. But look, as I said, we'll lick our wounds, and we'll start again tomorrow, or we'll have them back in the morning, and we'll have them back in on Monday and try and get a bit of shape for Bohemians up in Dalymount on Friday night.